We're on Menchesimud Aleph, towards the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan, the Gilches Rosho Va'osasa Siporneho. So now going back to the Eishes Sifas Torah. The Torah says that she has to shave her head and make her nails. Rabbi Elazar Omer Tokus. Rabbi Elazar says, Osasa Siporneho, means she has to cut her nails. Rabbi Akiva Omer Tagdil. Rabbi Akiva says she has to let her nails grow. She can't cut them. The opposite. Amr Belezer, Nemra Asiya Barosh, and Nemra Asiya Bitsipornai. Right? It says, Rashi. Asiya Barosh, Kolomer, Nemra Shom Tikun Mitzvah, Barosh, the Siva Gilcha. It doesn't say the word Asiya by Rosh, but it says the Gilcha. It tells you what to do with her hair, which means to cut it off. So when it says, Va'osasa Siporneha, it means the same thing, to cut them off. Malahalan Havor, Afkan Havor. Just like by the head, what you have to do is cut off the hair. Here also you have to cut off the nails. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Nemra Asiya Barosh, Nemra Asiya Bitsurponai. Malahalan Nivel, Afkan Nivel. No, learn a different thing. When you shave a person's head, especially a woman, it's a nivel. It's a disgusting thing. In fact, the Chazal say that it's grounds for divorce if a woman shaves her head without her husband's permission. So it's called a nivel. It's disgusting. A bald-headed woman. So therefore also, by the nails, cutting them is nice. Right? People cut their nails, it's a nice thing. Letting them grow long, unruly, right? Not manicured, but just stop growing is a nivel. So therefore, what's it called? Just like by the hair, what you're doing is something that's not nice, so too by the nails. Therefore it means to let them grow. V'raya l'divrei Rabbi Elazar. Mephibosheth ben Shaul yorad likros hamelech lo osso raglov velo osso svamo. My asiya havor. Over there it says lo osso raglov. Right, he didn't cut his toenails, and lo osso svamo, he didn't shave his mustache. So you see that over there it means kipshuto, that the osso means to cut off, not to leave grow. Okay, so right, Rabbi Elazar, Rashi. Lo osu raglov, lo kotsu tziporni raglov, lo osu svamo, lo gileach sar svamo. Al masiya kori lahavor. Right? Doing them means cutting them off. Okay. So that's a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar, what exactly the woman has to do with her nails. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Ubachsres avia v'yasima. She should cry for her mother and father 30 days. Rabbi Elazar omer avia avia mamish. Ima ima mamish. Means her mother and father. She cried for them. She's separated from them. She may never see them again. So she cries for them. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ovia V'ima, Zu Avodas Kochavim. That her mother and father is a euphemism for her religion. She has to cry and give up her religion. V'chein Hu Omer, Omrim La'etz Oviata. Right? The person calls his Avodas Zara, his father, Ovi. Okay. So, Tosha says, what's the machlokus over here? If it's Aviya Mamish or Aviya V'imos Avodas Kochavim. So Tosha says in one pshat that you're only to how to learn the pasuk, but everybody agrees that she can cry for both of them. And that's how the Rambam paskins, that she cries for her mother and father, she cries, she has to give up her religion. Crying for it means she basically gives up hope on it. Is mazniach it, she abandons it. And she cries, abandoning her religion and feeling separated from her parents. She never knows what's going to be. Then Tosa says another pshat, that there's a machlokas here. Rabbi Akiva holds that before she can be accepted as a Yefas Tohar, she has to give up her old religion. Even though we force her to convert, it's a forced conversion, she still has to give up the Avodah Zorah, that much yet. And Rabbi Elazar holds, no, she only has to cry for a regular mother and father, and even if she doesn't actually give up the Avodah Zorah, we still go through with this. Okay. Another difference. Difference would be, what happens if her mother and father are dead? Or what's it called? Or they were Megayer, Tosha says. That's just the second shot, Tosha says. That Nafkamina Meso Avia V'ima. It tells us to Quran that when she's crying for mother and father, is not crying over dead mother and father. but she's crying for the fact that she's separated from mother and father. The Ramban says that it's just menschlich for any human being to, she doesn't know what's happened to her mother and father, so either if they're dead, she's crying for them, mourning for them, and if they're alive, she's crying for herself that she's separated from them. Okay. The Tosafot seems to say that crying for the mother and father is only if they're alive. She's crying basically from being separated from them. But if they're dead, there's nothing to cry about. She's crying over the spilt milk. So then, what's it called? And if they're Magayer, for sure. I think the Ibn Ezra says that the reason she cries is because her parents didn't have the opportunity to be Magayer like she did. So if they were Magayer, there's nothing to cry about. Okay. Yerach Yomim. How long is this process? Yerach Yomim. Yerach Shloshim Yom. Yerach means 30 days, like Chodesh. Chodesh is also 30 days. So why over here is it Yerach? So I want to say it says in a get, we write the word Yerach. And in a ksuba, you write the word Chodesh. They say that Chodesh means a month, but it's the emphasis on the beginning of the month. Right, 30 days, which culminates in a new Rosh Chodesh. So Chodesh is the month, but hinted to by Chodesh, the Chiddush. So by Eksuba, you're starting a new marriage, so you call it Chodesh. Yerach is where the month is over. Right? Yoro Yiyore. It's like it's shot out. So Yerach represents a month, but the end of the month. And the get, you're ending a period of time, so you put Yerach in the get. So here also, Yerach Yomim, she has to add her Goyish life and begin a new life. So this period is to put a closure to her old life. So therefore, it's Yerach Yomim. Gerish. What?
Gerish.
Yerachim. Right. That's the things that the moon causes the crops to grow. So that's another reason why by Gerishin is because of that hint. But the Iker reason is that Yerach is an end and Chodesh is a beginning. Okay. Okay. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer Tishim Yom. Now you need 90 days. Why? Yerach Shloshim Yomim. Yerach is 30. Then it says Yerach is what's it called? Shloshim. Yomim is another 30. Yerach Yomim. The Achar Kain, and after that means after a similar amount of time, another 30 days. So you need 90 days total. The Rambam learns that Yitaka need 90 days, but he says that the Ikra of the 90 days is not for crying. The Ikra of the 90 days is Avchana. They should know if she was pregnant to begin with, right? Maybe she's pregnant, and you'll never know if the child was conceived B'Kedusha or not. So like any Gioris, you need 90 days. But the 30 days is for crying. Nafkamina would be if the reason for crying doesn't apply, like we said, if her mother or father or Magaya or whatever, so there's no reason to cry according to Rebbe Lezer. Or the opposite. There's no need for, Havchama, she's pregnant when she was captured. So we know for sure who the child is. It's from before she was Magaya. So in either case, either you wouldn't need the 90 days or you wouldn't need the 30 days for crying, but you need them for Havchana. Okay. Maskit Loravina, Ema Yerach Shloshim. Now let's say, learn it differently. Yerach is 30 days. Yomim is another 30, 60. The Achar Kein, Kihani. And after that, meaning an equal time of the what came before. Now there's another 60, you need 120 days. Kasha. Could learn it like that, but that's not the way that Reb Shimon ben Elazar learned it. He learned that each one is separate. The Achar Kein means there's another time of one of the units. Okay. Rashi Kihani Shishi. Maybe Yerach is 30, and then what's it called? Yomim is another 30, and the Achar Kein is another 60. The Achar Kein, Tovoy Leo, Achar Shir, Achar Kazeh, another interval like the one that came before, which is 60. Tovoy Leo. Okay. Tana Rabbonin. Mekaimim Avodim She'enim Molim, Divir Bishmuel. Bishmuel says that you're allowed to hold on to an Eved, even if he doesn't want to get Bris Milah. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein Mekaimim. Rabbi Akiva says, no, If the Eved doesn't want to have a bris milah, you can't hold on to him. You can only have an Eved if he goes through the process of becoming an Eved Kanani, with milah, with tvila, with the Kabbalah Shemitzvahs. If not, you can't have an Eved. That's not gemalit. Omer le Rabbi Shmuel, hare you omer v'yinofesh ben amosecha. Right, it says that your ben amosecha should also, what's it called, rest on Shabbos. Now, if it's talking about somebody who had milah and tvila, of course he has to rest on Shabbos. He's a Jew, right? Just like any other Jew. Right? He has all the mitzvahs of Anisha. So, of course, he has to keep Shabbos. So, what's the idea of the Yenofesh ben Amosecha? Right? Omer lei belokeach eved ben hashmoshos. So, it must be a goy who on his own doesn't have to keep Shabbos, but you have to make sure that he rests, because he's yours. Well, the Chorik is an eved, full-fledged eved. He has to keep Shabbos on his own. So the Gemara says, Omer lei belokeach eved ben hashmoshos v'lo hishpik lemulo. So if you're not allowed to keep an eved who's not mauled and toveled, where is this, how does he have a case of ben amosecha? So Gemara says, Enochanami, it's talking about where you bought the guy late Friday afternoon, and you never had a chance yet to give him milah and tvila, right? Therefore, what's it called? Kosh medaber. Okay, that, and therefore you have, for a very short interval, an Eved that doesn't have Mila and Tvila, who you have to let rest, that he has to rest, he shouldn't do Malacha for you, but not that he has a din of his own. Okay. The Kulei Alma Mia, the Yenofesh Ben Amosecha, be Eved Orotzi. It's talking about an Eved that didn't convert yet to be an Eved Kanani, who's Chayiv and Mitzvahs. My Mashma, how do you know that Ben Amosecha is not a regular full-fledged Eved? Right? We explained right now why, but I was going to say now why. The Tanya, the Yenofesh ben Amosecha, be Eved Oro Lakos Medaber. When it says that what's it called, the Manya Nuach, Shorcha v'Chamorecha, that your animal should rest, and Yenofesh ben Amosecha, right, is talking about an Eved who has not yet gone through the process of becoming an Eved Kanani. He's a full-fledged Goy, but you own him. Ata Omer be Eved Oro, Oleinu Ela be Eved Mohul. Right, I might think that it's maybe an Eved Mol, maybe an Eved who went through the process. Shuomer leman yamuach avdecha v'amoscha kamocha hari Eved Mol omer. Over there, they have to rest just like you. They're Jews. I mean, they're semi-Jews. They're chayiv in all the mitzvahs like Anisha. That includes Shabbos. So that's included in this pasuk. Homani mekayim v'yinofesh ben amosecha be'eved or. So this pasuk, v'yinofesh ben amosecha, is talking about an Eved who is not at all Jewish. Completely a goy. The hager, it says, ben amosecha the hager, ze ger toshav. That's a ger toshav. Ger toshav also has to keep Shabbos. We'll see Rashi holds. Rashi holds that a ger toshav, aside from the fact that he has to keep Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, but he has to keep Shabbos too. And Tosus asks, L'maisa can't be. It can't be that he has to keep Shabbos because then there's more than seven mitzvahs. The Shabbos also. A goy who keeps Sheva Mitzvah Noach has to keep Shabbos and his eight mitzvahs. So they explain that it's not that he has to keep Shabbos on Shabbos. It's just that anybody who's Mechal Shabbos is like he's over Avodah Zorah. So as a part of his mitzvah of Avodah Zorah, he has to keep Shabbos, at least the Shabbos that negates Avodah Zorah. He doesn't have to do all the mitzvahs essay of Shabbos. But he can't do the lavim because the lavim show that he's what's it called, doesn't believe that the Rabbanu Shem created the world. So he has to keep Shabbos as a negation of Avodah Zorah. So it's not a new mitzvah. It's not he's keeping Shabbos as Shabbos. He's keeping Shabbos as a function of being kofar by Avodah Zorah. So it's one of his seven mitzvahs, Avodah Zorah. So this is an Abizrayu of Avodah Zorah, keeping Shabbos. Other... No, goy, a regular goy, right, goy, no, regular goy doesn't keep Sheva Mitzvahs.
But he
would have to. No, but a ger toshav, somebody who keeps it. So if he keeps it, he has to keep this. But a goy is Michal, all the Sheva Mitzvahs, right, then it's irrelevant. He's over the Zorah too. Like, we're talking about somebody now who, if you're going to keep Sheva Mitzvahs, be a ger toshav, you have to keep Shabbos too. If you don't keep many of them, we can't talk to you. A goy who keeps Sheva Mitzvahs, right, is what's it called, is a ger toshav. No, so that is he keeps the positive ideas of Shabbos, or he keeps it not because he's not over the Avodah Zorah. If he's over the Avodah Zorah and he keeps Shabbos, then he's Chayim Misa. He's not keeping Shabbos as a function of Avodah Zarah. Right, but if he's a Ger Toshav and he's accepted everything and he keeps Shabbos, he's keeping it as a function of his Kfir and Avodah Zarah. But if a Goy who's over the Avodah Zarah and keeps Shabbos, he's keeping the Shabbos, not as Avodah Zarah. The Tosas, one of Tosas Tainas, Goy Sheshavas, right? How could it be that a Ger Toshav is Chayav Ger Sheshavas? But the answer is that it's not keeping Shabbos as Shabbos. Keeping Shabbos is a Kfir and Avodah Zarah. So a Goy Sheshavas is not a Ger Toshav. A Goy who keeps it is over the Avodah Zarah. But if you're not over the Avodah Zarah, you keep Shabbos Mitzvahs, then you have to keep Shabbos too as a function of Avodah Zarah. That's how Rashi holds. And the other Rishonim learn, no, a Ger Toshav is not Mechuyiv to keep Shabbos. Right? In fact, he's probably also to keep Shabbos, because Goy Sheshavas. But he's not allowed to do Malacha for you. Right? If you have a Ger Toshav is not allowed to do Malacha for a Jew. Right? Regularly a Goy doing Malacha for a Jew is only the Rabbana. It's not a Doraisa. Right? It's either because of Shlichus or Dabar Dov or whatever. But here, these Goyim, a Ger Toshav, you're not allowed to tell to do Malacha for you, Min HaTorah. The same thing in Eved, that you own. Right? You're not allowed to tell, even if he's an Arab, you can't have him do Malacha for you, Min HaTorah. That's according to those who showed him what these psukim are talking about. Right? Mashen Ken Stama Goyim, you don't own. If you tell him to do Malacha for you, it's only Mr. Durabana, it's not Mr. Duraisa. Okay. Ata Omer Zagir Toshav, Oeinu El Agir Tzedek, right? Maybe it's talking about a Ger, a full-fledged Ger, right? He also has to keep Shabbos. Shu Omer V'Ger Chashib Sharecha Hari Ger Tzedek Omer. When it says Ger Chashib Sharecha, so it includes, that's a Ger Tzedek, right? That everybody has to keep Shabbos, even a Ger. So what does it say over here? V'Ger, Stam Ger, Omani Mekayim V'Hager, is a Ger Toshav. That includes a Ger Toshav. Either that he has to keep Shabbos, like Rashi says, or that you can't tell him to do things for you on Shabbos, Min HaTorah. Okay, let's see Rashi. Hari hu omer the inofesh ben amasecha v'hai be'eved oro ksiv kin meforesh l'kamon. This the inofesh ben amasecha can't be talking about an eved who was what's it called, megayer, because then he's chayvin Shabbos on his own. So what's the inofesh ben amasecha? Right, it's talking about an oro who wasn't l'chor is mashma that you can have an eved who's an oro. So how could it be that you can't hold on to an Eved if he's not Mal? You see, you have an Eved who's not Mal. So where it says, no, it's talking about Ben Hashmosis, Shal Erev Shabbos, Baho Speak Lamolo. It's talking where you got this Eved right before Shabbos, you never have a chance to give him Bris Milah. So therefore, you happen to have, by default, an Eved that wasn't yet Mal. But you're not, don't plan on keeping him a long time without Milah. After Shabbos, you'll Mal him. So Memela, what's it called? We're talking about a situation of a few hours that you're going to be, because you didn't have a chance to mount. But really, not a lot of an Eved that you don't mount. And if you can't mount him immediately, then at least within a shorter period of time. Umaziru akosu v'rabo avdol anuach b'yom ha-machras. And the Rav has to let the Eved rest on that Shabbos. V'lo al Shabbos habo, shari tzorech l'mola v'Shabbos zu. Even this week, not this Shabbos, this week he has to mal, right? In other words, right after Shabbos. The kivin de mal mikra acher nafke l'man yonuach avdecha l'kamon moki lo be'eved shemo. Then we have another passage that tells me that eved has to rest anyway because he's basically a Jew. Ger toshav shekibel olav sholav ravos echavim ba'ochel nevelos. He only accepted on himself sheva mitzvahs. He still can eat treif. He doesn't have all the other Torah. Doesn't apply to him. The zero akosav al Shabbos, the mechalas al Shabbos ke oved avodas kochavim. And the Torah said that he has to keep Shabbos, because if you don't keep Shabbos, you're like an oved avodas kochavim. He was mekabel not to be oved avodas kochavim. So along with the package of sheva mitzvahs comes Shabbos, not as a separate mitzvah, but as a function of avodas kochavim. And again, other Rishonim argue on Rashi. There's no inyan that he has to keep Shabbos. He just can't be mechal Shabbos for you, min haTorah. What?
In a sense, he just keeps Shabbos ma'aseh bereishis, just a zecher. Not Shabbos of what Klal Yisrael got at Sinai, or Molva.
Right. In other words, he doesn't have to keep Kiddush and whatever, but he has to keep the Shabbos. Machalos HaShabbos is Kovid Avodah Zarah. Right? It doesn't say a person doesn't make Kiddush, and he doesn't, what's it called? He has to keep the basic things of Shabbos to show that he believes that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. That's
a different Shabbos?
What?
Like
they keep Yom Rishon. No, but if you keep Yom Rishon, it doesn't show that you believe the Ribbono Shel Olam rested on the seventh day. That's also for him anyway. Goy Sheshavas even on Monday. Because it says Yom V'Layla Lo Yishbosu. But here, he has to keep it, not because it's a kfir in Avodah Zorah. But if he's over the Avodah Zorah, he can't rest any day. Because then, what's it called? But if he's not over the Avodah Zorah, then on Shabbos he has to at least rest somewhat, right? To show that he believes that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll continue.
Again, the
No, but here, that's Va'asa, what the Kohen's doing for her. Here, the word Va'asa is going on what a person's doing to his own body, Vagabe, letting something grow or cutting it off, right? A lot of times, Va'asa, Va'asa, Sa'olva, right?
Yeah, but no, but
they're
talking about
the
prayer and all that. Make it the shovel.
Doesn't say it's Pora, Rosh Hashanah. It says Pora.
Yeah. No, but at the end of the parsha, there it says, Va'asa,
Va'asa. Yeah, but that includes all the things he has to do. It's not just that thing. Here, Va'asa means on what a person does to his body, right? That's what it brings right from Avshalom. But the also body means doing things a lot of times. Shaila is over here, when you do it to your body, what does that mean? You leave it go or you do something positive. But over there, the also is going on a lot of maisim that you're not doing to yourself, that you're doing for her, or
so
mincha, or
things, including,
no, but there says a poras or sha'ishas, lavdafka, that over there it's not cutting it off and it's not leaving it grow, it's just disheveling it, so you're doing a maisim.